Well, we're up to Sif Beis in Kufnun Zayin after a long Sif Aleph. And Sif Beis is already a more specific, Sif Gimel, a more specific Sifim, and not as general and such a wide range as the previous. Sif Beis, also Loimer Shu Oivik Echavim Kidei Shalo Yahargeyu. Kidei Shalargu. What? Also, Adam Lai Mishu Eved Chavim Kedei Shalei Hargeyim. That it's also to the person that says that he's a guy that they shouldn't kill him. Avol in Kedei Shalei Yakiru Shu Yehudi Mishanem Abushai Mishasek Zayra Mutter. But if he doesn't want to be recognized as a Jew, and for that reason he puts on Goyish clothing, that's mutter. Kiman Sheinai Aimer Shuai Bekechavim. He doesn't say bepeh that he's a guy, so it's mutter to do that to protect himself. Is there a chiyuv? Maybe it should be a chiyuv if it's to save his life. Maybe it should be a chiyuv. You're right.
It should be.
I think Shazir is a dogma of when it would come up. It's not dafka b'shas akzer, but it means in a time of, when there's a sakana. What? Yeah. No, he's saying something else. The arkas of the Masani is when the goyim want to force the yidden to do arkas of the Masani, so that's yahorik val yavar. Those are the goyim are coming and making a gzer that a guy. A Jew has to dress as a guy, then it's awesome. But if they're not, they're just that they hate Yidden. If they see a Yid, they kill a Yid, and the Yid puts on Arkas of the Masani, he shouldn't look like a Jew, so that's mutter. It's something totally different. Depends what the Gezeirah was.
That's what the Chiddush is. That you don't say that.
The Chiddush is that you don't say that. So that's mutter. The afilu loivesh klayim, and even to put on shatnez. Now here, I guess it means you're putting on a type of beggar they know Jews don't wear because it's shatnez, and you want to pretend to be a guy. Va'afa gav da osa loivesh loivik echadim, and even though it's osa for a person to say that he's a guy, mekamach and yachaloymer loshayn d'mishtama betray amtin. It's a very interesting gemara. The Gemara says that somebody's allowed to say Avda Dunura Ana. Avda Dunura means I'm a Eved Dunura. Nura was some Avodah Zarah, the fire Avodah Zarah. And he has in mind that he's referring to God, Eish Oichlahu. So he's mutter to say Avda Dunura Ana. You're allowed to say Elosh in the Mishtama Betray Ampin. In the Toiras Chaim, Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin, he brings that there were Germans. Teres Chaim was 300 years before the Holocaust, 250 years. He says that Germans came in and says, any Jew here? So he said, Kain. So they meant Kain, that there are no Jews. He meant Kain, or Kain Yudin. He meant Kain, yes. I guess he held Kain means yes. That there are Jews over here. So that's mutter. That's a lishna the mishtama l'trei ampin. So it's a bit big chiddush. But come yavinu shuai mishuai v'chamim v'yicham l'davar acher. The guy thinks he's saying he's a guy and he's v'cham for something else. Now till here it's good. So what do we say? Now I'll say you're a guy, but to a teir. Person allowed to pretend to be a guy, dress as a guy, or a person's allowed to say a lishna the mishtama l'trei ampin.
But
I want to explain that. I'm going to get to it.
This kid, Rabbi Valyavar?
What?
The case where he's not allowed to say that he's a...
It's your Valyavar, they're going to kill him. He's not allowed to say
he's not allowed to say.
Now, I want to get to an explanation, but I just the first want to point out what it says next, which is very negeya. V'chein im yuchal ha'taisim sheim seber shoev chav mishari. V'chein... B'derech zeh mishaloi libay helatina. Somebody has a desire for an Eishes Ish, and Tuchal Ishtai Lava Yalav, she is B'Shubah Ala Erva, Sharia. You do that, I'm not sure exactly. But he should think he's Bayal Erva and he's being Bayal Ishtai, it's also Mata. The Chol Zeh Loi Shari Rakhmet Makam Sakana. Now here. Aval. Shalai B'Makam Sakana. Kagan Shiyomish Big Day Ak Avikachavim. Shalai Kirush Yehudi. V'Yavar Meches Aikadayim Lezeh Asim. But to pretend he's a guy without saying it, just to dress as a guy to make money for financial benefit, that's aser. So this l'chayra means that if somebody goes for a job interview and he doesn't want to look like a Jew, so he dresses in a gayish way, that is aser. Is that what it's saying here? That for financial benefit, to dress as a guy, it's aser. That's what it appears to say. Although we'll see in a minute, the Shach and the Beislachim Yehuda, Beislachim Tshuva, bring Chayokim on this. But the Das of the Ramah appears to be that it's us. Now here, I want to interject before you see the Shach with the Ha'ara, which I think is correct. It's Halacha L'mais in cases of Pekuach Nefashis, so I don't know, you know, I'm not right to Paskin Halachis, but we're just learning. Somebody comes and he's going to kill people if they're Jews. Right? The Arabs hijacked a plane. They ask you, are you a Jew? So he says in Shulchan Aruch, he's not allowed to say, I'm not. I'm a guy. So I think that that's a mistake. I think it would be mutter, despite the fact that it appears in the Shulchan Aruch it's us. So why? Listen carefully. The reason for this is brought in both the Rosh and the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Makar, is because he's a Nirek Kaifer B'tayrim. Because he's looks like he's kaifer. The Rambam's lashon is nimsar atzmeidu lemisa, v'loy niteyu. And we won't allow a fool this ma'anis lachshoyv shakafarnu, to think that we're kaifer. So as long as the hatred for Jews is a religious persecution, that makes sense. A person says, "I'm not a yid, I'm a guy." He's being kaifer be'ikur. He's saying that he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But as long as it's a racial persecution, the way it is today, it's no longer a religious persecution. It's they don't hate a person because he believes a yid because he believes in God. The Arabs or the Germans hated a person, even if he denied he was a Jew. Even if he didn't, if he was a Jew, they hated him because of his Jewish blood. To say, let's say someone asks, "Are you a Jew?" And he would say, "Look, I believe that the God of the Jews created the world. I believe the Torah is given at Sinai. I believe in all the Yud Gimel Ikrim. What should I do? My mother's a guy. My father's a guy. Everyone's a guy. I'm a guy." So, is there an aveira in that? That's kaifer be'ikr. What's he kaifer be'ikr? He's kaifer in his mother. He's kaifer in his father. He's not a kaifer be'ikr. He's saying that he's not born. He's saying a lie. He's not born to Jewish parents. That shouldn't be a hard vayavar. To lie that you say my parents, my father's not a Jew, my mother's not a Jew, that shouldn't be Aser. The Iser is because he looks like a Kaifer Be'ikr. So it would seem to me that this din of Yahar Val Yavar to say I'm a guy is only a Gechavimana for someone to say that he doesn't believe. But for someone to say that his parents aren't Jewish, that would seem to be something that's Mutter. Mutter. Once it's Mutter, so it's you're not going to give up your life for that. So. But it's a simple thing. But because you're a kaifer be'ikr, it's not a drush. The reason is because you're kaifer be'ikr. That's the lashon of the Rosh and the Rambam, where it comes from. If I'm not a kaifer be'ikr, why can't I say I'm not a Jew? Why can't I say I'm not a Jew if I'm not a kaifer be'ikr? What's the aveira in someone denying that his mother is Jewish?
Does the Ramah really mean what the Rosh said? Understanding the Rosh and the Rambam, that's really built into the Ramah, the way to understand.
Not built into the Ramah at all. It has nothing to do with the Ramah. The Ramah, they're assuming that the persecution of the Jews is a religious persecution, which it was in the history of the Jews until recent times.
If I know that I'm not a kaifer, why can I say it?
But you can't say that you're a kaifer. Lo niteyu lachshav shekafarnu. You shouldn't fool the ma'anis to think that we're kaifer. But I'm not saying I'm a kaifer. I didn't say it's not a Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam says, the Rambam says anybody's killed because he's a Jew is Kiddush Hashem, even if he's not from. What? I'm saying you don't have to give up your life for it. But you have to give up your life. Is there a chiyuv to give up one's life because of that? That's the question. You have to give your life for Avodah Zarah, Kofar Beikar is included Avodah Zarah. But in such a case, it doesn't seem that that there should be such a din. So I don't know. Yeah.
In connection with what you said before about somebody's mashava being kaveh, like
yeah.
If they ask you if you're a Yehudi and you say no, and you really think that you're a kain or a levi, you're not a shaved Jew.
Maybe. I don't know. As long as it's Mishtava Treyam, you have such a heter. Yes?
Does it make a difference if the Maharan is not a Jew, as opposed to a Christian?
I don't think it matters what the Maharan is. It matters what you, it depends on what you do.
If he's
asking you, are you religious? Do you believe in God? So you're not a Kafir Baker.
If they believe in God, they believe in a false Mashiach.
Yeah.
Or a crazy man like Yoram Brahma.
So what do you want to do? Tell them. They ask you, are you Jew? What are you going to answer them? I believe in the same God you believe.
I'm as Jewish as you.
Yeah. That's not true. You mean it's not a religious statement? I understand. Okay. Yes.
During the holiday season, work is close to me. They came in a ski hat. So they asked me, are you Jewish? I said,
well,
I look Jewish.
That's very good. That's excellent.
Well, if they ask you, are you a Jew? And you say, well, you mean that I believe in God?
They'll know the answer right away.
Are you coming from the East?
All right. All right, look, the question... The question is, Nageya, when you're dealing with financial things, a person to say he's not a Jew for financial benefit, it's saying here that it's Aser. The Koyt Ramah, we'll see now the Shach. The Ramah says that it's Aser, and it depends what it means to say I'm not a Jew. If it means to say I'm not observant... Or it means to say I'm not genetically, biologically a Jew.
Not to worry about it because it doesn't say that you're not a Jew. Unless it's
somebody right. Yeah. That's right. What about cutting off a beard? So it should be no different than dressing oneself as a guy, which should be mutter, yeah. Now, the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Lishta de Mishtama betray Ampin, the Gemara says, the language of the Gemara, Nedarim, is Shari Litzurva Rabbanan Loimer, Avde Denura Ana, Lo Yahavinan Karga. He claims to be a priest. Lo Yahavinan Karga, I don't want to pay taxes. So the Gemara says that it's a Lishna to Mishtaba Betrayape. Avda de Nura could mean the Avodah Zarah Nura, or Havdal the Rabbi Nishalayim, Eshaichlu. So one minute, the Gemara's case is for financial benefit. The Gemara's case of Lishna Mishtama Betrayapi is a case where you're doing it for financial benefit, to escape the taxes. How could the Ramah say that for money it's Aser? This is the Shach's cash in Yudches. Shach Yudches. Lishna Mishtama Betrayapi. Hanum Shem Sakonis the Fashis. Skip the parentheses. Avam Shemamin can go and lift him at Amecha. Say Mass near a Das Arab. The Oser Chekosim Hashav Perakah Gozel Masses. I mean, test the Dafkum Shem Sakonis the Fash Shari Halav Hachi Oser. That's what Yishas says. That's what the Marshal says. Miu Amrina Bishas the Pella. The Gemara says Shari LeTamachachem Loimer Avda Denura Ana. Can they lift him at Aneches? So he explains it in parentheses. Shuloshin the Mishtam LeTreyampi. The Nura who Avetz Kechavim Vekras Nura. Tamechavin da'ite l'shemay shenikrei shaychla. Because the marshal shom dafka. So the kasha is how could you ask for financial benefit? It's a gemara, it's muta. Because the marshal shom. This is the answer. Dafka l'tamechachem itiru lecheshin hashemis pakel l'zalzel yaiser. says the Shoy Litzurim Rabbanim. Talmud Chacham is allowed to, we're not afraid, he'll do it once, he'll get carried away. And it's also in a case where the guy is coming to take money they're not entitled to. He's saying it's mutter dafka for a Talmud Chacham and not for anybody else, a financial benefit to get away.
Who could say
it's a Talmud Chacham? When it comes to them taking money, it's Well, if you know the shach, Pesach Tshuva Yedches brings, I am very to be shemar sham. Shkos the davka Talmud Chacham. I'm choosing Bes Yaakov. Shkos the Risham Mayri be Yeshloim Mam and Lita Lamas. Oz Loi Shari Ol B'Talmud Chacham. Avolim Ein Loi Gam Yishai Ben Yodam Yishai Loi Malishin to Bishtam L'Trei Api. If he's going to get into trouble, he doesn't have the money. Then it's what if anyone? Because of Oy Tam Sheni Shkos the Risham Meyachshu Potem Imas Suiker. If he's there, Bamal of Lass is like a Zela B'derech, if they're sticking him up on the road to steal, Mutal Chol Adam Loi Malisha the Mishtam of the Treyapi, the Dafka B'masi Yishchil Tan Chosha Adam of Gzela in Chilik. So here, he's saying a Chilik which sounds a little arbitrary. He's saying that Dafka by Mas, you need a Tam Chacham. But if they're coming to steal from him, anybody's allowed to do it. Why the difference? There's a little bit of hez, but why the difference? Yeah, but he said it's dafka amas, which is exela. He's saying so. It's a bit of a problem. The Beis Lechem Yehuda does the same thing. Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side, the third line, lashon debishtama. The Beis Lechem Yehuda does the same thing. He brings down the ayin shach b'shem hashad dafka mishum sakaras nefesh v'lein dira b'zmara zeh aflam oris rishoy loy malishon debishtama l'trei api etzal hamuchsim. So it's so funny, he comes in and he takes the Ramah and he just says the opposite. The Chassam Sofer was very unhappy with the Beis Lechem Yehuda. In his Tshuvas he writes not to listen to him. You just make it all over the place. So I don't know, the Beis Lechem Yehuda would be the only one that the Pesach Tshuva brings also from Tshuvas Beis Yaakov. So that makel for financial benefit that you're allowed to do with that. He doesn't say to get a job. He says to avoid gazela, that it's also butter. What? How long? What about Yisrael Yehuda? I think they were very close.
You have. Here you want to be
Marvia. You don't
be Marvia. You're losing. Then
could be. It could be the difference between losing something and just and making money. That for making money, it should be more awesome. The Dake Tshuva brings a shaila. If you're allowed to be quiet when someone says there are no Jews here. Again, whatever they get there, whether it's religious or even biological Jews, whatever the issue is, if someone's in a room and somebody walks in, he says, "Any Jews here?" And the guy says, "No Jews here." Whether a person's allowed to be quiet when such a thing takes place. So it would seem that it should be something mutter. It's no worse than lishna mishtana betray api. You're not even saying anything. That's near Kakaifa Baker. But he brings the Machlaikis, the Be'er Sheva, and the Sefer Chassidim. Now, I didn't look up the Sefer Chassidim. I don't think the Maramachim there is our print of Sefer Chassidim. But it's hard to know. I mean, he brings the Be'er Sheva's Mekel, I guess. It's a case of Pekuch Nefashis, you'll be Mekel. What comes out at the end of this Simen. Yeah, but once you have a machlaikis and the amet matirin, so why when they have two shittas, we make up a shasat chak. So that's a shasat chak. It turns out the only time it's asur is to say straight out over kachav emana, and even that I have my horror that it may only be asur if it's a religious persecution. The atshuvis about getting a tudah that says you're not a Jew. We're talking these tshuvas at the time of the Marsham. You're going back 100 years ago. You don't have to go 100 years. In Russia, before the fall of the Iron Curtain, it said Zid on every Jew's identity papers. So they talk about what?
Still says it
by them. It's one of the most wonderful things, because now to research who's a Jew, I mean, they have the Russian documents of who's a Jew. Now, it's interesting. It's such an irony. I was reading yesterday, we have Paul Johnson is in the bathroom by us, his History of the Jews. So I had read when Jews took names, it was in the time of in Germany and Austria, there was a very tolerant emperor who was very kind to the Jews. He made declarations of emancipation for the Jews. Franz Josef, who was emperor for a long time, I forget, for a number of decades. And he, one of his decrees was that the Jews have to take German names. They have to take names, they have to mix with everyone, they shouldn't have Jewish names. And that decree was in the mid-1800s. So I read that in the Nuremberg laws, the Germans made a law that every Jew had to take a Jewish name. Every Jew, now I have a German name, you have to have a Jewish name. And they made lists, even first names, that Jews could have, it's such a quirk in the irony of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's sense of humor that, you know, to assimilate they had to take names, right? So Ram Shik took the name Shik, Shemos Yisrael Kedoshim, you know, as an expression, or the name Shilit is Shavisi Hashem Levegdi Tamid Shin Yud Lamid Tov. I have a Shilit in my class. He spells it with a tess at the end. I told him it's spelled wrong. He said, "How do you know it's spelled wrong?" I said, "Shilit is Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid." He said, "Oh, my uncle spells it with a tough at the end." You know, he spells it at the end. But they took names that secretly were doing it. But the irony of it, that to assimilate, and then, you know, within 100 years, it was the other way. So, I don't know, to change your name to not sound Jewish.
It's mutter.
What was the heter at the time of the Holocaust for people that didn't disguise themselves? I don't think realistically that most people were in situations where they could do it. Someone who ran away and hid in the cloister, he didn't keep his beard, you know, and pay us. Most people, it was just a question of antagonizing Germans a little more or a little less, which maybe they felt wasn't... I don't know, they say about the Samar Rebbe, he kept his beard the whole... through the work camps that he was in. So, I don't know. If they would have told him, "We'll kill you if you don't shave your beard," he might have to shave his beard, but it wasn't a religious... it wasn't a religious thing. What? He...
He covered it with a rag.
He covered it with a shmata.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Sif Gimel is a Holocaust issue. Misha Nischayim Misa Mutta Levroyach Lebeis Avetis Kechavim Lahatzalasatz Ulahatzalasatz. Of course, this unfortunately took place during the Holocaust, where people hid the children in cloisters, in the churches, and you have here Machlekes Mechaber Rava. The Mechaber holds that you're allowed to run and hide yourself in a base of a desara. The Yeshayimrim the Bishas Hagzeira Oser. The Yeshayimrim holds Bishas Hagzeira. I guess if a guy is running after somebody and he's going to run into a church, it's mutter. But Bishas HaGzeira, also exactly what level of Gzeira is not so clear. So we have Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, it seems. A person should convert to being a Sfardi in order to escape the... that's not Yehar Vayava, right? Mishan Eschayim Misa, I assume, it means by the Gaisha government. They judge him for death. And by what?
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. I assume it's in any event. I don't know why there would be a difference why he was in Schayev Misa. If he's doing to save his life, if you're allowed to run into the church, so then if they made a gzeira, anybody runs in that the Jews must go into churches and they'll be killed, then you're right. But that's not the case here. right? Just like Arkas of the Masani, if they made a gezeira on clothing, you know, a change. If they just made a gezeira, we're going to kill Jews, you're allowed to change. Same thing here. It's just a person running to escape. Now here, there is a bit of an issue. This is a machlokes the Rosh and the Rashba, this issue. The Rosh says that it's mutter, and that's what the Torah and Shulchan Aruch bring. And the Rashba, Mesechta Savei Dezara, Daf Yud Beis, appears to say that it's aser. And the problem is that the Torah brings the Rashba back in Siman Kuf Mem Tes. I think there the case is somebody who is dying of thirst, and the only way to relieve his death of thirst is to go into a church to drink from whatever they have there, a fountain of some sort, and to drink from it, and there the Rashba asks. So the question is, what is the difference? What's the difference between the two? There's also a case where... I think it's the Gemara's case, so it looks like a Nishika of the thing. I think so. I looked in Kufman Tess, I didn't find it, so I'm not sure. I tried to look it up. So the Taz deals with this, and Taz Yud Aleph. Truth is, he deals with it at the last six or seven lines. Simikum Mem Tess, maybe Ator. The Loyishta Memayin Amoshech Lefnei Yalil, Afilum Yamasim Loyishta. There he says that it's Aser. There really the Taz. Dushani Hasim Shalosh Sham Lassis Maisa, Shia Loytayelis. If you're going there to do a ma'isa, to drink the water, or to speak to the priest, that's awesome. As the asrusham, shekikad shiyasham sheva altasa einzel archakas hadezek ubatipip koach defish. So it seems walking into the church is not awesome. It's not a ma'isa. To go in just to hide in the closet, that's mutter. But it seems from here, if in order to be saved, a person has to go in and do ma'isa avodah zarah, then it's also. Now this changes everything, l'chayre. Because during the Holocaust, they hid people in the church. So if he's going to hide in the closet, so it's mutter. But if in order to get away, he's going to have to pretend to do whatever it is they're doing there, if it's a ma'isa, then the Taz is saying that would be aser. It's only mutter. Believe ma'isa. And why walking into the church is not a ma'isa, I'm not sure. He's saying if you're going in just to hide there, that's what's mutter. According to this Taz, it creates something of an issue. Yes?
It makes a difference if there's nobody else there at the time. Guy runs in, he's starving at first, he sees their well, he knows what they use it for.
It's interesting. Let me tell you something and you'll see. The Depresha asks the same stira as the Taz, and the Depresha says a different teretz, he makes a different chilek. He says that it's mutter, if anybody who sees, it's niker, that you're doing it just to save your life. Anybody sees a Jew going to a church during the Holocaust, and whatever he does there, everyone knows that it's, if he knows he's a Jew, so to be a Chil Hashem, see, everyone knows why is a Jew going into the church, because the Germans are looking for him. A Sheikh is someone who goes in to drink, he's dying of thirst, no one can see he's dying from thirst, they just see him going in and drinking from the church's fountain. And that's why it's aser. Now, according to the Prisha, it would even be mutter to go in and do a ma'isa, if it's nicker. The case where it's known why he's doing it, it would be nicker, and therefore that would be, yes. What about the Maranos? The Maranos were a totally different thing. The Maranos had to publicly accept Christianity, so everyone holds it was also. What the Maranos did was also according to everybody, and in order to come back, they had to go through... They compelled them to go, those who wanted to come back, they compelled them to go through a quasi-geiris. It's put in Shulchan Aruch later, in the Yeridaya. They made them go to the mikveh and be makabel the mitzvahs again. Because what they did, even though the Maranos have a hero status by many people, but not by the Beis Yosef and not by the Barbanel, they talk very, very harshly about them. Yeah.
What happens if you give it to a Polish family? And you know the Polish family will take the kid to church. You're not going in yourself.
Yeah, it seems, it's not so pushy. When they gave it, I don't know if they thought they were giving up the babies for a month or two, but to give to a church where he'll be raised as a guy, as a Christian, that's certainly not mutter.
I can also say, my mother is from the Romanian
Hungary part.
Right.
When they went in 44, they had no idea where they were going. They did not believe for a second that they were being taken to death camps.
Yeah.
So it really gets.
So it could be that was the.
What if he doesn't look like he is when he goes to get a drink?
So that's what David was asking. Why was there no one there? Usually when they ask her, there's usually a light plug. There's an issue about... first of all, the Sefer Hasidim, the Tov Lamed Hei, he asks her is going into a church for financial benefit. He says he has a case, it's interesting, where a guy owed him money. Every time he went to the guy ran into the church. So finally, one day he ran after him into the church. So he ran into him after the church. So Sef Hasidim says, he told him he has to fast every year on the day he walked into the church. So, I don't know the whole story there. Generally, did he get his money? It doesn't say. But... however, it's interesting that Shidah has his Makar Chesed underneath Sefer Chesed. He writes B'Shem Zaydah that someone who goes in there, the Sitra Achra is Mestabik Bay, whatever exactly that means. Now, the issues of going into churches for other functions such as voting, or people have to go for meetings, whether it's Weight Watchers or Alcoholics Anonymous, it's a very common Shaila. So Ramesha has his psak that it's mutter on two conditions. If the meeting is not in the temple, it's in the social hall. And if it's not during prayer time. It's not during the time of prayer. Now, I don't know how often they have prayers in most of the churches in Brooklyn. I think it's just Sunday. It's, Sunday and their holidays. But if it's not... Okay, but it's not when these meetings take place, typically. And in those cases, it's mutter. What? Goyish a funeral home? You mean to go to a guy's levaya, or to walk in? So people often ask about their boss or somebody at work to go to these things. If it's not a religious ceremony, then you're allowed to go. If it's a religious ceremony, then a person is not allowed to go.
So awake, you're allowed because they're just laying there.
It depends what they do. I mean, the wake, he just smiles at you. And I don't know if you're like, no, it's an issa to drink with Goyim. With dead Goyim, I don't know.
But, if he drinks with you.
You can charge for that.
They come out of the wakes and they tell them that the guy never looked so good when he was alive. You know, they stuff him. They All right, there is a slew of shilas regarding reform and conservative temples, what status they have in comparison to churches. Now, there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on Daf, I think it's on Daf Tazayin. The Gemara, this is the Lashon HaGemara. Listen to Gemara. Afilu Adam Raidif Achrav Lahargai. Even if someone is running after someone to kill him, V'nachash Lahamisai, Nichnas Labeis Avaydazara, Veine Nichnas Labateim Shal Elu. You better go into a Beis Avaydazara than to go into a Beis Aminim. Shahalalu Makirim V'Kaifrim, V'alalu Eina Makirim V'Kaifrim. Because they are Kaifer in the Jewish God, and they are just like the Avaydazara. So the Gemara says that going into a Beis Apikorsis is worse than going into a Beis Avaydazara. Now this is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and it becomes a question in Halacha Lamaisa of what the status is, specifically because today it's hard to know by the Reform who are Makirim V'Kaifrim. The average attendee is just a traditional. He's not a philosophical. He's Amar. He doesn't have a philosophical base. But those who build it and those who run it do. So it's hard to know. There's a tshuva de Rav Shik. Tshuva Shindal of the Dalachin. He brings from the Machna Chaim who holds this Yard Valyavar, that this Sif, this Mechaber, says in the Schaiv Lemisa, you're allowed to go Beis Havayin Zara, but you're not allowed to go into Beis Haminim. The Maram Shik takes a very halachic analysis, and he says that the Isser to go, what's the Isser to go into Beis Haminim? Beis Havayin Zara is also Bahanoah. A bias that you do Averis in, the house, the building's not also Bahanoah. A Beis HaVaydezar is a Nei HaVaydezar. It's awesome. Bahanoah. A Beis HaMinim, what? There's no Isser HaNoah in the building. So he says, the Isser is, Dilma Asi Lam Shuchei Basrei. That first HaMinim Shach. So he makes a chilek that if it's empty and there's nothing going on there, he says, you're allowed to run in. The building's not also Bahanoah. Mashiach Kain, if there's something going on, so to run in during the service, that's something that's awesome. Rav Moshe, what?
I understand. 100 years ago, when I even said that people have started the reform movement were Armenians. Today, I would consider those rabbis, when they are, it's just like they're congregants. I mean, they don't know any better. This is what,
if you read what they write, it doesn't seem that way. It seems
they know the truth, you know, what
they don't. They hold it. They believe it. They don't believe it. But that's how Epicurus is. But they know that it's a deviation from Teres Moshe. They say so. The average guy who goes in, I don't know if he knows. Maybe he doesn't know. The rabbis? The rabbis know.
They think reform is better.
Some are brought up from. All right, look, we consider and debate what they think. I don't know. There's an old debate, which is worse, the conservative or the reform. Yeah, on the one hand, the reform are very distant, and on the other hand, you know, but I'm a little happy course, a little happy courses. You know, Schindler, Alex Schindler, used to push for Orthodox people to appreciate the conservative. So he wanted to appreciate conservative reform. He cared. Most of them didn't really care. So he, at one time, made a big push. And he published. He went on the radio on one of the Orthodox shows, talk shows. And he said, what do you mean? We bring people back to Frumkeit. First he got on, he said, I put on tefillin every day. I say Shema every day. You know, that's how he started. He wanted to disarm everybody. You know, if his tefillin were written or printed, he didn't say. But, you know, he said, I put on tefillin, I say Shema every day. But then he said, what do you mean? The Jews know nothing. First they come to reform, they go conservative, and they end up in Orthodox. So we're a bridge. We're bringing people to be Balei Tshuva. That's what he said. And factually, there's truth to it. But the truth to the fact, but we don't use Sheker to bring a Tinik Shenishba back. That's not our goal. Our goal is not to do it in that way. There are plenty of people in America who had a Reform conversion, a conservative conversion, and an Orthodox conversion. They went through it 3 times. And so some had a Rabbanut conversion in between also. But now, Rav Moshe, his numerous truvas on the topic, Rav Moshe really set up the shita that we go by, at least in the yeshiva world. Rav Moshe, in his truva regarding a wedding in such a place, says that it's Eiruach Chacham Neichemenu to make weddings, but he's matir, certainly in the social hall. And then he talks about in the temple to have the chuppah in the temple there. So he writes, the Isserach some sefer made on chuppahs in the Beis HaKnesses doesn't apply. Because he didn't have the chuppah, it was only in the Beis HaKnesses, so it wasn't over here. He said, which anyway, Rabbi Scholz is man, the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses is not awesome. But anyway, he says to do it in the temple, he says only matir b'shas adchak. He's matir only b'shas adchak. If you're a guest at a wedding, and they have the chuppah there, it's better to stay out. If they're not going to notice your absence, it's better to stay out. The truva was written to a rabbi who had to be Masada Kedushin, so his absence would be noted. And he writes that really a lot of chasher shouldn't go there. It was a shasat chak. There was no other place to make the wedding. I don't know what that means. And he's matir at the end of the truva. He says, Me'ikar adin, it's not an isser, and he's matir. On the other hand, he has truvas about minyanim, which it's an interesting twist in the history of American Jewry, that his tshuvas, when he came to America, he has tshuvas about the Orthodox shul, and the young people want to make a conservative minyan downstairs. And in later years, he has a tshuva about the conservative shul, where the young people want to make an Orthodox minyan downstairs, which is kind of a nice twist. But someone showed me a nice article. I should have saved it, from Sharansky. Sharansky wrote an article about when he comes to America for the Israeli bond, a very popular speaker by many Jews who grew up, especially during the Refusnik period. And he says that when he goes to conservative reform the functions, he only sees old people. He doesn't see any young people there. And the only young people by the Orthodox, he's writing to them. It was an op-ed piece in one of their magazines. A very controversial thing that he wrote this. He only wrote what he saw. But it's this truth to it that I don't know what's going to be in the next generation with these temples. But anyway, I'm not losing sleep over it. Ramesha writes, to make a minyan in this place, Ramesha asks. He says that to rent a room for a minyan is aser. He has the second tshuva about renting a classroom. And in renting a classroom, the Shiloh was asked about a building that's not the building where the Reform have their temple. It's a building next door, and I guess a social building. And there he says it's EF should say an Isser, but I prefer that you don't do it there. Kids are going to grow up knowing they go to the Reform building. And he asks. Now here I'd like to share with you a tshuva and a ha'ara on the tshuva. In the first chelik of Degas Maisha, he has a tshuva with the following shayla. Tshuva Lamed Aleph. Here, it's not a tshuva about davening in a Reform or conservative place. What type of place? To go to a nightclub, and to rent a nightclub, the building for Yomim Neirayim. Yafa Hayrakis Kvaidai, whoever the shayel was, Tzvi Eichenstein, Le'isser. And he brings a raya. Maybe I'll have time, I'll talk to you about his raya. So he asers, and he seems to say that's Mikra Adin. He ends, Ba'uvda, Shakasav, Kvaida, Shadayin, Amokin, Ful, Dvar, Musulavim, Rasha, Sakhlas, Balsha, Issa, Babarak, the Pasuk, Kvaida. So to buy it and change it is mutter. Otherwise, he says it's us. So what's the ha'ar on this? The CMS Shas. What's the heter to daven in these places? Madison Square Garden is certainly kavua for preachers. I don't know. Are the outdoor stadiums kavua just for ball games? That's dumb. What's on this? Cheerleaders. And Madison Square Garden certainly is kavua. What? Even the circus is preachers, full of preachers. And they have the South Forum, they have boxing matches. So this is a horror. So I'd like to tell you just a thought. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. There are two thoughts. If I have to get to the tshuva, I just had the following thought. Isn't it l'chaira, a stira, between the two gris meishes I mentioned earlier? He says to make a wedding in a conservative place, even to have the chuppah in the temple. So Ramesh writes that you can't say an Isser Gomor, Mishas Hadchak, it's mutter. And then he says, to make a minyan in a side room is also Mikaredin. Harchek Mi'ala Darkecha, Zuminus, and he says it's also Mikaredin. What's the difference? Here you're making a wedding in their temple, and here you're renting a side room to make a minyan. What's the difference between the two? So I would think that's a big difference when you go to a place to have a social event. You're having a wedding. It's in everybody's eyes, it's a social event. You're going to a wedding. And a difference where you're going for a minyan. You're going someplace to dabble with minyan. So you're going to the Reform.
You're going
young,
regularly.
All right, it could be going regularly. And,
not just all right. One time.
I don't know if all the tshuvas are talking when you go regularly. It could be. But
to rent a room, to rent a room for a shul that they, that was supposed to be, that would have been a regular...
Maybe. Well, I was thinking that the difference might be if the ikur that the person is renting, Balashim B'dei Adam, is a religious event. That's true. A chup is also a religious event. But everyone understands you're going because you need a place to make a wedding. People don't choose a place to make a chup. They choose a place to make the party. And maybe that's the difference. If it's ikur kfiyas is for davening. And maybe even legabi this, there's a difference when the ikur kfiyas, you're renting a place for to have minyanim. The siyam hashas, there's a minyan there. But what's the main event? The main event is a celebration. The celebration, and maybe that's the chilek. I don't know. A mask? A mask is the same as a church. For us, it's avodah zarah. For a guy, it's a question for a ben nayach, it's a question of avodah zarah. For us, it's based on kfira, and kfira is always avodah zarah. It's kfira. Kfira is, I read a tshuva when we started this, that for yidden, it's a. Yeah.
You know, they have in the west side of the Hasha that there is, I don't know if it's the real church, but I know there's a minion there. It's like a real minion. Okay? It's steady in a separate hall. They're trying to accommodate because it was some problems. It was something that felt, it's a regular, I mean, it's from people out there. And you see people walking in there. I mean, I'm walking into the sanctuary, you're into a separate area. But
separate area. So Ramesh is very unhappy with it, and it's hard to understand. For Weight Watchers he could go, for Al-Qaeda Anonymous he could go, and Dav Milch he can't go. So what does Ramesh mean? Mistami means that it's that when you convey for a religious event it's different. What? To make it a Makom Kedusha is worse. So Ramesh writes in the tshuva that if you buy it, you're allowed to change it to whatever you want if you take it over. But if you're renting it for Yom Ne'erayim, he says that's... What? Oh, the kind of the chuppah room, yeah. Now, what's interesting, though, this tshuva is a very hot tshuva, where he asks, is doing a party in a place, doing a minyan in a place that's kavua for pritzis. If you learn the tshuva, it's very hard to see his makar. He brings two makars. The first half of the tshuva, he says, you see, the Gemara says in Brachis, it's better to daven in a place where you learn. Where you learn, if you're learning there, you should daven there. So Ramesh writes, we see that where you daven is important. If it's a place of greater Kedusha, it's better. Then he goes into Arichus, if it's better to daven b'yechidus where you learn, or with a minyan, not where you learn. That's a big Arichus here. So what's his makar? His makar to Aser, davening in a place Kavula Pritzus, is we see it's better to daven in a base medrash. Now the link, it doesn't sound mukhrach technically. Then it brings a second raya. Vayim beber hetiv, simen kuf nun aleph in arachayim, shem ha reim, afilu nasa besakneses avera, shematzu l'shamish mis'ayl l'mnara, in a shul where an avera was done, they found the shamish being mizana there, mutal espal sham, v'chol kedushas besakneses aleha. And then it doesn't ask for the shul. Someone's mezana the shul, doesn't ask for the shul. So Ramesh writes, "Mizer raya gedayla l'masha biyarti, shebamaki mesuah v'sanui kahosh and asla teyevas asla l'spal." So I don't understand exactly the hechruch from that. Well, he's saying it was a one-time thing, so it's
one-time.
Ramesh afterwards writes that if it's a shul first and then they do mixed dancing, they rent it out for a nightclub. So he says, once the shul, it doesn't become us. That he says. A shul, you can't ask a shul, a shul's a shul. But if it was first a nightclub, and now they want to make a shul, they want to rent it for a shul, that's us. But his two makairis are very difficult to follow. One makar is, because it's better to daven where you learn. Okay, you know. And the other makar is, this bear hetev, which, what's his diuk? He was mezana once, that's why it's not aser. If you convey it, then it is awesome. But he himself says that once it's a shul, even if you convey it, it's not. So I'm not saying, I don't know, it's a kapanim chazina mizem, makam a kavua latev, osel espal sham. Can you spell api chidi bebeisai, lo espal sham basar?
According to what Rabbi is saying, discussing Shabbos night, how can you daven on an
air? How can you daven?
On an airplane.
What does it have to do with pretzels?
Well, the movies.
I don't know what the rabbis feel. How you go when you're playing from people that dress in
the Yeah, the way, it's true. The way they dress, though, Lukavula Pretzels means that it's a place that's set up to do improper things. The fact that people are prutzim, that's it's an issue of where you're allowed to face, but it's not a... Where was I this week? In Miami. On the way back, I got this printout and Davin Vasikin on the plane. And sometimes if it's crowded, I sit in my seat, but I took a back row again, next to the back row, and it was pretty empty. I got up to Davin. The students were very nice. You know, they all tell me, oh, they saw the prayer shawls in the movies. They all tell me, a bacher, you know, they had this incident on the plane, a bacher was wearing tefillin. They didn't know what it was. But when you put on a talis, it seems they're all familiar. It's one good thing about the movies is that they have the prayer. I don't know. They're nice about it. All right, I wasn't 10 people clogging up the aisle, but, you know, it's... I don't know. They're very nice about it. If the tefillin nicer, they're nicer, you mean?
Well, they train them after that.
Sensitivity training. You know, it's nice you read about sensitivity training. I once went to give a sensitivity training here in the 70th Precinct. You know, they allotted funds for it. And the whole thing's a big joke. You go in, it's the last 15 minutes of the policeman's beat. Instead of driving, they have him come back. And it was before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkis. So I went in with a different rav here. And to give them sensitivity training, they're sitting on my desk like you have in the yeshivas, you know. And, you know, they don't match, you know, it's all a very... And they're sitting there asleep, all of them. You know, they're after 8 hours. Imagine a frum guy goes to shir, he falls asleep. They're sitting there, and you start telling them, you know, why they're carrying a lulav and an esrog again. You know, they couldn't care less. And then questions. What were the questions? So he opened the floor to questions. What was the question? Why is it that when there's an accident, that solo guys insist on blocking the whole avenue with their cars? Why can't they pull over to the side and let the traffic through? All the questions have to do with Atzala. Why Atzala guys give them such a hard time? But they were there. I thought they were listening about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, you know. So I tried to explain to them that these guys are very devoted and very, you know. I told them they don't get paid like you get paid. You know, they go on their own, and so they're lazy to accommodate everybody. But anyway, one more tshuva Nigris Maisha that came to mind. Maisha has a tshuva about being a Rebbe in a conservative day school. Very, very interesting tshuva. It's a hard tshuva because Ramesha writes, Mitzad Echad, you can teach, he's told me you don't have to teach Kfira. You're allowed to teach what you want to teach. So he says, Mitzad Echad, you know, you can be Makar of people. Mitzad Sheni, you give a shtempel to the, from guy walks in to teach, you give a shtempel to them. So it's interesting, Ramesha writes that I can't say an Isser Maker Adin. He says if there's a tzarech parnasa, you could do it. And the shayel who didn't have a tzarech parnasa, he just wanted to do it to be makariv. He said better find other ways of being makariv. So it's an interesting truth. I've had it with people in Flatbush who were out of a job and they had this type of a job, and that's Ramesh's truth.
I asked that question to him personally.
From Ramesh.
I was offered a very lucrative job to teach in a reform college.
Yes. He said, don't do it. Okay.
Did you have he didn't say why. I asked him, he said, I was offered a very good job after school to teach in a reform temple.
No, Ramesh in the tshuva writes, Eirach Hacham Noche Menu, he uses the Lashon. He said, I'd say it's also because then he says, Eirach Hacham Noche Menu. He said, Tzarek with Parnas, Eirach Hacham Noche Menu, that's the Lashon.
No, they're
all right, Kuf Nun Ches, is a big chiddush. Next week we'll learn if you're allowed to kill Goyim. Hope it's on the gear this week. But it'll be fun. I'm going to come back.